Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget. Pour notre deuxième épisode du podcast À table Kitchen Conversations, on explore un ingrédient japonais qui s'est taillé une place dans les cuisines australiennes, le miso. Pour nous en parler, une artisane qui fait son miso depuis qu'elle est toute petite, Yoko Nakazawa. On ne peut pas parler de cuisine japonaise sans parler de miso, un ingrédient versatile avec un goût salé et fort en umami. Cette pâte de fèves de soja fermentée est entre autres nécessaire pour préparer la fameuse soupe miso et donne de la profondeur à plusieurs autres plats. Pour Yoko Nakazawa, qui a grandi au nord de Tokyo, le miso est beaucoup plus qu'un simple ingrédient. Sa famille fait le sien avec une recette qui a plus de 100 ans.
Dad was working full-time, but also he was growing all the vegetables at the garden for the family. So for my mom, have to cook with them or preserve because at the one season it's just full of one thing, full of another thing. So we always thinking how to preserve, and then fermentation was one of the preserving way. Fermentation and preserving is just a natural activity. It was always around me.
Quand Yoko Nakazawa est arrivée dans le Victoria il y a une dizaine d'années, elle a voulu partager ses traditions.
I was thinking and struggling what I can do in this place, new place, and then it was hard at the time, but as I normally do, I made miso just to try if it works in Melbourne condition, because it's all different climate, microbe. I wasn't sure if it's working, so I tried, and then a year later, I opened the container, and then happily it worked.
L'une des beautés du miso est que pour en faire, il ne faut que quelques ingrédients. Du koji de riz, des fèves de soja, du sel, de l'eau et surtout du thym.
First, you need to make rice koji, which is fermented rice. So, it's like two fermentation process to make miso. So, ferment rice first, and then after that, cook soybean and then mix with this fermented rice and then leave. My case, at least 1 year. When you mix all these ingredients, it's not yummy. For me, it's not yummy, but I found a lot of people said at the workshop, oh, it's already yummy, I can start eating. But for me, I need time to bring up all the flavor, very deep, complex flavor over the 1 year period. And then the enzyme will break down all the ingredients like protein and carbohydrate and then become much sweeter and more umami. And I love the combination of all of the complex flavor. So, a lot of waiting period.
Yoko Nakazawa vend son miso et offre des ateliers de cuisine sous la bannière Cooking with Koji. Elle a dû légèrement changer la recette familiale pour les conditions australiennes.
In Melbourne, it's definitely much colder than Queensland. So I found it 6 months is not enough. 1 year at least to bring the good flavor. I also have 3 years miso, which is much darker and more strong, really interesting flavor. And when miso become 3 years, we call it medicinal. So it's really good for us and then makes our body much warmer and more antioxidant.
Elle propose des miso traditionnels, certains au goût plus doux et d'autres avec un goût plus intense qui sont fermentés durant plusieurs années. Et après avoir réalisé que certains Australiens étaient allergiques au soja et intéressés par différents grains, elle a aussi créé une gamme de miso qui déroge à la tradition.
So I created new flavored miso. In my family, we only make traditional one, but I made several interesting ones, like using adzuki or chickpea or lentil. That's for people who has soybean allergies, and also using different grains like buckwheat and quinoa and what else? I made also five-grain miso like quinoa, amaranth, millet, buckwheat, rice, or some sort of combination. Just interesting flavor.
Si le miso est toujours excellent en soupe, N'hésitez pas à improviser et à user de créativité.
What I do every morning is spread on a toast. So I make miso toast and then it's really nice with egg or avocado. I often have both and then eat everything together. It's so nice. And also easy one is if you cook potato, toss up with miso. Such a beautiful, easy seasoning. Or little carrot, Dutch carrot, if you lightly brunch. And then just after that, mix with miso. It's so beautiful, simple dish you can make. Also, I like miso brownie. So you can definitely use for sweets. Miso caramel, we made ice cream. I collaborated with ice cream shop. Miso caramel or brownie. The aftertaste it's quite incredible. You don't need much, you just need a little bit, but the power of miso is quite amazing.
Pour vous tenir au courant des marchés auxquels participe Yoko Nakazawa et quand auront lieu ses prochains ateliers, ou simplement pour des inspirations culinaires, rendez-vous sur Instagram sur la page de Cooking with Koji.